fire. The fire, the fire. Victory over Satan and the purity within. The fire, the fire. The fire they had at Pentecost. We're going to come here in a minute. We're really going to have us a time tonight. We're just getting started. Just getting started. There's something coming down in here from heaven tonight, I'm telling you. Coming down in here from heaven. Coming down in here from heaven tonight. That's right. You can have it. You can have what God's got for you tonight. You've been having it all the time, but there's always still more to come. So then Jesus explained to me. Said, Percy, you remember way back there when you was just 20 years old? And said, I sent the Holy Ghost, the Comforter, down there to come on you. You know who sends the Comforter? Jesus. No man, listen, no man can say that Jesus is the Lord but by the Holy Ghost. No way. No man can say that Jesus is Lord but by the Holy Ghost. You may think He's Lord. You may believe He's Lord. You might have to really say He's Lord. You might obey all the commandments. The commandment, love everyone. But the only where you know He's Lord and you can say He's Lord through the baptism of the Holy Ghost. That's plain. But it's so. So I'm laying there. Sitting there. First. Sitting there. Wouldn't it be wonderful if Jesus would come and He cat in here tonight, walk through here and lay the hands on every one of you? Come here, walk through here, just to lay the hands on us all. And He laid His hands on my head. And He says, Percy, I am ordaining you to go back to the earth. Putting it all in the book, ordaining you to go back. I wasn't a bit discouraged about for when I first got there, but I knew everybody told me I was going back. All heaven, heaven has a bulletin every day, and it's the news is put forth in heaven. The bells ring and stops, and then the news broadcast takes place. News broadcast tells all about, and mama's praying for the you. They're praying for you in heaven. They're praying for you. They're praying for that lost boy. They're praying for you in heaven. Don't go to the funeral parlor until you've accepted Jesus at least. Don't let that undertaker get you part. Don't let the death angel get you. Let the angel of the Lord come for you. The angel of the Lord. Death loses sting. So after He laid His hands on me, He said, speak forth. He told me to speak forth in heaven. Speak forth. And I begin to prophesy in heaven. And I begin to say the nations of the world. This is a secret I'm beginning to you tonight, one of the secrets. The nations of the world and kings shall fall at thy feet and shall ask about heaven. You shall go into every nation under heaven. And you shall go and leaders will come to thee and ask. What is in our heaven? Officials and governments will ask you, what's in heaven? Men of all religions will ask you, and then you tell them all about the temple, tell them all about the throne, tell them all that. And then when you get them believing, then tell them about me. After you get all that done, how beautiful heaven is, and then tell them about me, that I'm here, and Jesus is Lord. I'm the Lord Jesus. I'm in heaven. I was talking to King Faisal over. I've been all over. King Faisal. Over there in the palace in Saudi Arabia. Old King Faisal. Went over in the palace. Got in his palace. Told him about heaven. He has 40 lawyers and the head lawyer is a Jewish man. Would you believe that? You can't do nothing without having one Jew around anyway. Because I know. I got one around. Been married to her for many years. I got one around myself. You, Sweden, let me tell you about Sweden. Sweden was in a sorry shape. They couldn't get anything done. Couldn't. They're deep in debt. They brought some of those old-time Jews into Sweden, and I tell you, the country began to prosper. You curse a Jew, you're cursed. You bless a Jew, and you're blessed. I know from where I speak. That's the fact, brother. That's the truth. Just bless a Jew, and you get blessed. That's right. All you got to do, I don't care how young he is, you just bless a Jewish baby, and you're going to get blessed. It works, because I've tried it. I know from where I speak. And I'll tell you, I'm going to New York and bless 1,000 of those Jews. There's a lot of them there. Glory to God. And he said, you'll go to all these nations. And I talked to the minister of religion. Now, I'm talking about the Muslim religion. The Muslim. That's the way it's pronounced, the Muslim religion. They believe, they say Allah is the word for God. And their prophet is Muhammad. And I got acquainted with a man named Shabbatli. And he had five wives and five castles. And he was about 85 years old. And he said, could you go to the United States and get me something and let me make another baby? I said, no, I'm not in that kind of business. But I can tell you about somebody that's real. Jesus. And I talked to the minister of religion. The minister of religion used to work for Hunt, an oil man. He'd been in this country. And I got in with him, talking to him about Jesus in the Strand Palace Hotel. And a representative for the New York Times was there listening. He was writing an article, the New York Times, sitting there. And I said, where did Jesus go when he was crucified upon the cross? Why, he said he went to heaven, sitting the right hand of the Father, but he was just a prophet. He was just a prophet. I said, where's Muhammad? He says, on the other side. See, they try to bring Muhammad up. They don't disqualify Jesus. They say he is just a prophet. They want to bring Muhammad up as a prophet. As equality with Jesus. But it won't work. What's going to happen? The Jew and the Arab's going to get together. And they're going to dance together at the Wailing Wall. And they're going to worship in the same house of the Lord together and have joy in the Lord. And Jesus is going to be pleased. Abraham's going to be pleased. And all heaven. And Jesus told me that that was going to happen. The Jew and the Arab is going to come together and worship Jesus together. So then he told me all about Germany, England, and all these countries. And he said, I will send my angels before you, Percy. And I will give you mouth and wisdom. I will tell you what to say. You know what? I had calls from nations all over the world. I had calls from India, calls from Pakistan, calls from all over. Are you this man that been to heaven? I am. Could you come to our country and tell us about it? God's opening the doors. He'll open the door that no man can shut. And he'll shut a door that no man can open. You know, happening. And it's happening. And God's setting this whole plan in order. Behold, I say unto you, Percy, it shall happen, and behold, I shall with thee, and I shall send mine angels before thee, and thou shalt have mouth and wisdom to speak to the kings of the world. And that business meeting continued on. And there was Moses looking. And I already seen Moses and Jesus walking together. Moses and Jesus were walking together. They were walking together there. And walking together. And there was Abraham. He was looking over the top at me with his long beard. Looking over there. There was the Apostle Paul. He was looking over at me. There was all these heavenly characters looking over at me. And I was sitting there in the middle of it all. Jesus laying his hands on me. Oh, I could go on for 10 hours, for 12 hours, for 15 hours, 20 hours, keep on and on. This one great reality of heaven, most wonderful reality it was, being able to speak to God in his own language. And everyone was speaking in the language of God, and I could understand every word that was said. And God said he was going to set up a judgment on this earth that no man could destroy. That this was the time of reckoning for the earth. That this was the time and the world was going to be brought into the plan of God. The devil is going to be destroyed. Said, you're going back and destroy the devil. He told me all about the outer space where the devil's angels are. And he says, tell those ones down there that are beginning to get in, and they hadn't got in there very much yet, the satellite, getting in there and running the devil out of there, of that place, that dark place. And when you're baptized in the Holy Ghost, you're baptized into the spirit world. Being baptized in the spirit world, you get into the battle. And the only way you can be a soldier in the battle of the Lord is have the flaming sword of God or the fire. And you can have that, and the devil can't stand that. No way. No way can he stand it. I've run across that devil several times. In the jungles of South America, he came walking through the trails. How pretty a fellow he was. He was pretty. Oh, he was pretty. And you know, you could all just like, I'd tell you he was something because he's a pretty angel. He was Prince of the Power of the Air, Morning Star, all kinds of names they give him. He come walking through so beautiful. Boy, he had earrings on. They looked like pure gold. But the one nasty thing about him, he had one in his nose. And then his all of his toes had bells on them. And he was dressed in like that Jewish garment of the old time, but pretty. He can be anything. He'd come walking, he'd walk into, and he's big. I looked at him. I said, devil, lay down. Lay down, you devil. And he laid down, went flopping right down. I said, in the name of Jesus, you lay down. And he wouldn't lay down when I told him, lay down. When I told him the name of Jesus, down he went. That proves the name of Jesus. And I got on top of him and did a dance. All over the devil. Just dance all over that devil. I mean, I went up all over him, all over him. And he took off. I was in Mexico City, I've got to tell you this, that devil will flee. Resist the devil and he will flee from you. He'll flee from you. Resist the devil and he's got to go when you resist the devil. Mexico City in the Hotel Intercontinental. I was up there on the top floor. And well, they called it the penthouse, whatever that is. I wasn't paying for it. It was up there. Sat out on the front, looking over Mexico City. I'm sitting there, looking down, and here's a beautiful-looking character sitting over the chair. Where'd you come from? I said, you're not the main devil. No, he said, I'm one of his members. Sitting there. I tell you what you do. He said, if you'll jump with me and jump over here, I'll give you the whole Mexico City. You can take it off me or just jump over here with me. I said, you devil, I wouldn't jump with you 1 foot. Get away out of here. I rebuke you in the name of Jesus. He developed a pair of wings and started flopping away. He says, think you're smart, don't you? I'm smarter than you. Smarter than you. And who are you? He says, I'm the chief devil of Mexico City. The chief devil. You know he's got chief devils working around here? He got devils over the cities. No wonder the word says spiritual wickedness in high places. In high places. We're going to lay hands on you. These heavenly hands, we're going to lay them on you now. You'll come forward. Come forward now and line up all the way along. Line along, line along. line upon line, and precept upon precept. I'm going to lay hands on you. Hallelujah. My. Amen. Move back. In the name of Jesus. Come, brother. Brother, praise the Lord. In the name of Jesus. Lay hands on you. In the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Come on over the back. Line up the back. Come the aisles or anywhere else. Lay hands on you in the name of Jesus. Hands. Could I get some workers here, please, to work with me? Glory to God. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Jesus' name. Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus. Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus' name. Glory to God. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Jesus' name. Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus. Jesus' name. Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus. Jesus' name. Jesus' name, in the name of Jesus. Jesus' name, Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Praise Him. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. Jesus' name. Brother Hayes, you're in charge of this place. You come up on the platform, please, and take preeminence. In the name of Jesus, name of Jesus, name of Jesus. Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, in the name of Jesus, Jesus' name. Jesus' name, in the name of Jesus, Jesus' name. Catch them all, because they're going down. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus, name of Jesus. Glory to God. The power, the victory over sin and the purity within. The power in the name of Jesus. Name of Jesus, Jesus' name, catch them. In the name of Jesus, glory to God, in the name of Jesus. Jesus' name, in the name of Jesus. Jesus' name, in the name of Jesus. Jesus' name, Jesus' name, catch them. Jesus' name, in the name of Jesus, catch them, please. It's the power. In the name of Jesus, glory to God. Isn't it wonderful? That's power. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. Jesus' name, healing. Healing in Jesus' name. Healing in Jesus' name. Catch up. Jesus' name. Healing in Jesus' name. Healing in Jesus' name. Name of Jesus. Isn't that beautiful? The power, victory over sin, and the purity within. The power, in the name of Jesus, catch her. Jesus' name, in the name of Jesus' name, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. Jesus' name, in the name of Jesus' name, catch them. Because they not stand up. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, oh, Jesus' name, God. Catch her. In Jesus' name, catch her. Come on, sister.
Get him up there in line.
Name of Jesus, catch her, please. Name of Jesus, catch her.
No.
Glory to God.
Yes, sir.
That's my first pastor's wife down there. God bless her.
While the anointing is on him, I want to lay hands on you.
While the anointing is on him. 60 years ago. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. In Jesus' name, Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, in the name of Jesus.
Blessed be the name of the Lord Jesus forever.
Glory to God. Gee, isn't that wonderful? Isn't that wonderful?
The girl that wrote me this letter has been about to commit suicide. Would you come down here real quick and get in line?
Jesus.
The girl that wrote me this
Jesus'
letter.
In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name.
Saturate him, Lord, with your power. Saturate him.
In Jesus' name. Gee, catch him to be all right.
Saturate him, Lord, with your power.
Jesus' name.
Red, help him.
Glory.
Some more over there.
Glory.
He said, when he wants to go, huh?
Come on, you want deliverance. Come on. Glory to God. In Jesus, glory to God.
Follow him close, boy. Glory be to God.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Blessed be the name of the Lord God forever.
You can clear the deck and bring another bunch. Clear the deck. Clear the deck.
Clear the deck, boys.
Clear the deck.
Clear the deck and bring another bunch.
Oh, glory. There's others need it. Clear the deck.
Oh, Rabakos, up there, by
yeah, that's right. Anywhere.
That's all right. Just bring them on in.
Line
them all around.
Amen. Glory to God.
Line them all up.
Oh, glory.
Let the anointing of God go in you.
Glory to God.
Let the anointing of God go in you.
Hallelujah. Glory.
Follow him closely now, boys. Follow him closely.
Glory.
Bless him, Jesus. Bless him, Lord. Bless him, Lord. Glory to God. Blessed be the name of Jesus forever. Be filled with the Holy Spirit.
Glory.
Let the anointing of God flow like a river.
Glory.
In Jesus' name.
Come on, boys. Glory to God.
Praise the name of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Come on down, come on down the aisle if you got enough nerve. God forever.
This is what you hear under the mighty anointing of God in the meetings which I preach and help conduct. Because there's no limit with God. The power of God is moving upon the earth in the last days to bring deliverance to many people. And in some of these meetings is so gigantic that the whole congregation moves under the power of God. And there was a man in this meeting that was from Anderson in Indiana Church, did not believe in speaking tongues before he came there. But after he saw what happened under the power of God, and the joy of heaven was on me when I was doing this, he said, it convinces me that speaking in tongues is for today. Now, he was Anderson Church of God man, that's right, in this meeting. And he was convinced that this power of God was so great that it caused souls to be saved and sick bodies to be healed. The anointing was on me, and they said the smile on my face was all the time as the joy of heaven was upon me. Now, these meetings are spectacular. The power of God comes in a mighty way. People are stirred. Souls are saved. And I know that you'll enjoy going to one of these meetings, wherever they're held, anywhere in the United States, the foreign field, because it's so gigantic that it moves the whole city sometimes, and especially the local people. And I want to say that God will bless you. We'll pray for you. We'll help you. Do any you can. But the main thing is get ready to go to heaven. Because heaven's real. And heaven's genuine. You'll get ready in your life to go to heaven. Because you'll have a place with God forever and ever. You go to heaven and you'll be happy and joy. God bless you is my prayer. Be with you always.
Thank you, Lord.
I guess so, for anything.
whatever
he said.
Glory.
Oh, get blessed in Jesus' name. Get blessed. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. Praise God forever.
Everybody praise Him. Praise Him.
Thank you, Jesus.
Praise Him. Hado Konda Tuta Tuta. He po Farabo Kumbe. Cha Hosa Sundaya. Farabo Honda. Cha Hosa Tutanda Bay.
Glory to God.
Glory to God.
Well, I guess that's all.
Let's praise Him.
Everybody, okay. I guess that's all, isn't it?
Oh, this one. Put tunda soon da two da poopa.
Oh, praise
God.
Tape number 12, the Apostle Paul certainly had some great experiences while upon this earth, especially when Jesus spoke to him from heaven. Now, he'd really talked to Jesus. I have, too. Here's an experience of a man of God of the Bible days actually talking to Jesus in heaven. Now, the Apostle Paul was a skeptic. He didn't believe there was any such a thing as a Jesus, the Son of God. Of course, he was on his way to Damascus to bring back prisoners. He met that little Jewish convert, Ananias, and he laid his hands on Paul. This gave him experience. And he became a great preacher of the gospel. A great preacher, because he had wonderful experience. And in Ephesians, the book of Ephesians, in the second chapter, Apostle Paul speaking, and you hath he quickened. You hath he quickened. You hath he quickened. Who were dead in trespass and sin. Now he's talking to Ephesians and telling them they're now alive. That they've now no longer dead in sin. He's made them alive, quickened them. Where in time past, you walked according to the course of the world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience. Paul is speaking definitely about the demon power of the devil here, but he was in that mess himself. You see, when God, as we said before, had the battle in heaven, he cast these demon devils out of heaven, and here's where the children of disobedience have their association with the works of the demon powers of the devil. The power of the air, the prince of the power of the air, wherein past time he walked according to the course of the prince of the power of the air. The devil has never, ever lost its position as chief wind boss. He's the boss of destruction. He's the one who causes all these storms to take place and go up and down the different parts of the world. Because he has got the power of the air. Thank God he's not on this broadcast. We've run him off. On the power of the air. And here it says, according among whom also we have had our conversation. The conversation of a sinner and the ones before they became Christians is a different type of conversation in times past. And now here comes the lusts of the flesh. Now the flesh has lusts of all kinds, to satisfy the desires of the flesh. The flesh has desires to satisfy the flesh. Thank God he took those desires away from me during that almost 7 years of prayer. Because in order to go to heaven, you can't have fleshly desires. So I destroyed all them. And as wrought, even as others. But God, listen a bit, God who is rich in mercy. Thank God he's a God of mercy. He loves us. He's a God of mercy. And he heard my prayer for almost 7 years. Oh God, let me see thy glory. Mercy. And his great love, wherewith he loved us. Now God is a God of love. I sat on the love seat in heaven. And he taught me what love was, because God is rich in mercy, for the great love wherewith he loved us. Now, God loved me. That's why he let me come to heaven. He really loved me. That's why he let me come to heaven, because he saw the desires of my heart, because he had mercy on me. As I was crying out to God, oh, let me see thy glory. Now, heaven is a lot of different buildings. Even when we were dead in sin. Now, a sinner can come to Jesus, dead, and be quickened. As quickened us, can bring us alive, quicken us together with Christ. By grace, we are saved. We got to be with Jesus, got to be with Christ. All works with him. We're saved. And hath raised us up together. Now, he's speaking to the Ephesians here, raised us up together and made us sit together. In heavenly places in Christ Jesus. I want to say heaven is full of a lot of places. As Jesus, Paul knew that heaven was not just a one building. He knew that because he had experience with God and he got revelation as well as did John on Patmos. And he knew there was different places in heaven. You go in this earth and you go along and you'll see different streets, but there's some called places. Jones Place, or different places. That's a different street, different part, showing there's sections, showing there's different places of heaven, showing that it's not just one big room or one big, as it were, place of where the Spirit gals together, but heaven is full of different places. Now, I'm going to take you in a different place of heaven. Tonight, you've never been before in this closing broadcast, but it's raised up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ. That is, that in the ages to come, he might show us exceedingly riches of his grace. Now, riches of his grace. Riches. Riches. Now, that just doesn't mean the richness of his grace, but riches. Riches of his grace. Heaven is a place full of riches. When you think of the stacks and stacks of precious stones, that's rich. When you think of the gold on the streets, that's rich. When you think of how the great white throne is, that's rich. When you think of the wonderful realities of how it's built, that's rich. So heaven is a very, very rich place. It's not just a place where there's nothing worth anything, but it's a very, very rich place, really rich. And it's so rich, praise God, a big place, 2 million miles around it, full of richness, that in ages to come he might show us exceedingly the riches of his grace and the kindness towards us through Jesus Christ. A kind God, real kind God. And he loved the world, and through Jesus Christ we're able to partake of his riches. partake of his riches, the grace of God. For by grace you're saved through faith, and that not of ourselves, it is the gift of God. Salvation is a gift of God. Salvation is a God's gift to us. We might have life eternal, not of works, lest any man boast. Not of works. The works, it's not the works. It's you by grace. It's what you absolutely come to God's love, obey Him, and walk with God in heavenly places. Goes on, not by works, but if any man should boast. For we are His workmanship. He's changed us to be His workmanship, changed us to be like Him. That's right. Created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which Christ hath before of ordained that we should walk in them. How wonderful it is to know that Jesus does that. Now, let's think about the great heavenly places. We spoke about the throne of God. We spoke about the city four square. We spoke about the sea, the crystal sea. We spoke about the sea of glass. We spoke about the river of life, all the things. But we're going to take you over into heavenly places tonight. Something that many people did not realize existed, heavenly places. Now, the throne of God, but when you think of the throne of God, just a few thousand miles from the gate to the throne of God, what's in the back of the throne or the other side of the throne? That's what I'm going to take you over to the other part of heaven tonight in this great walk with Jesus in heaven. Now, when you think of the distance, then there's thousands and thousands and more thousands of miles beyond the throne as you come in the gate, which is heavenly places that God has, a great area where we will go, and we will go among these glorious things that God has back there behind the throne or the other side of the throne. Let's call it the other side of the throne because that's what really is. The heavenly places. This is the heavenly places. I'm going to talk about places in heaven, different places in heaven. I was in heaven for 5.5 days, different places. Now, come back to walking before the throne and going up the city four square and the temple. Come in also the different parts. But let's take a tour to the other side of the throne and see what's over there. This is the heavenly places I'm talking about. So we did. We went in a chariot and settled down in several places. Now, if you could get in your mind an airport in the United States, an airport, for instance, like in the country, or South America, any place where there's airports, so you come down out of the sky and you settle in a valley someplace, then you get up the taxi and go to town. Coming by airplane, that's man has imitated God's way and God's life. So then we got up in the city four square and got in the chariots. I tell you, friends, if you ever had that experience, in the chariots, this is one of the secrets that God told me to reveal. Then you start off on an airplane trip, not by airplane, but by chariot. Now remember, the throne of God is still looking at us. God has still got His eyes on us. We start sailing into the heavenly places, into the heavenly places. Now, try to get in your mind about a million miles, or more like a million. Now, I'm talking, say, a million earthly miles in your mind. Now, the heavens, remember, is 2 million miles around it, making the inside gigantic and big. So then we made this tour into heavenly places, the gorgeous heavenly places. Now, God created this earth. It's full of mountains and full of rivers and all this type of thing, but you haven't seen anything yet. Haven't seen anything yet. We started going back or across, don't use the word back, across heaven. Going across heaven to a different part, to a different place. Long side of the crystal sea. Endless territory. Getting back in there in that endless territory. Here is gigantic mountains built with solid gold. Gigantic mountains built with solid gold. So then you go back, here's a gold mountain, solid gold. Now in Nevada, when they had the Comstock mines and all those mines, they dug around there, and man dug around the earth, got out a few dollars and became rich. But you haven't tasted the richness of God yet. Went down to the mines and got silver mines and come out with silver dollars. Went down in the gold and fixed gold teeth. And man, my, that gold worth something. Now it goes down, it goes up. A commodity with which man trades with. A commodity man uses. So then here's a mountain, a high mountain, nothing but solid gold. That's his richest place, solid gold. You go on to the next mountain, nothing but solid diamond, one great big diamond. Great one, biggest diamond, millions of carats, one diamond. Diamond is nothing more than a hard flint rock, more or less, that comes into the rock, a hard, nobody knows where it comes from, really, what caused it, black diamonds. But here we was going into heavenly places in the great riches of God. If anything would blow your mind, this is this, trying to figure out how much money it is. A solid mountain, one great big diamond. God's got there, and man thinks he's so foolish, getting a little bit of this stuff out and thinks he's rich. He's not rich. He's poor. He's not a bit rich. He's poor because he can't go beyond the grave. He's got it, and he's got money in the bank, but there's something gets him, death. He can't continue on with that. There's an end to all things upon this earth, an end to all things upon this, but no end to the things in heaven. There's your difference between heaven and earth. So then we saw this solid mountain of solid gold. Solid diamonds. The next one, solid silver. Don't have to go digging around. No dirt. Now, there's no dirt in heaven. No dirty things in heaven. Here's one solid silver. Here's one great big pearl. The biggest pearl you ever saw. A solid mountain. Nothing but just like a big pearl. You go on and on and on. Then there's one like onyx is. Aquamarine. One mountain. Just mountain after mountain after mountain after mountain. Each mountain being like a gigantic precious stone. And then in the valleys of these mountains, the glittering shine that comes out of there, and down in there, the God's breath, God's river. I'm talking about now the river of life. And that water of the river of life, the Spirit of God, has made lakes down below in these mountains. The Spirit of God, down below in them, made gigantic lakes in heaven. That these lakes are the Spirit of God. Among these mountains, the Spirit of the living God. Coming out from under the throne of God. Filling these lakes with the Spirit of God. Now it's all moving in the Spirit of God, all moving in Him. Then we think that some of the things we wear are gigantic. Some of the things. But here we are, everything. Everything that's ever been created by God. There's a mountain there to represent that great reality of this earth, what God's done. So then, going in this chariot, we're going in and out of these mountains all over the place. Going looking up. Oh, it was the most gorgeous, gigantic trip that a man could ever make. Going out. Now, I'm talking about the riches of heaven. Going into the riches of heaven. This is what you've got to look forward to. The great riches of heaven. Now, you go in the high mountains in America, and you see these mountain sheep. You see them, don't you? Mountain sheep. You get high enough. You see all kinds. But back or beyond these mountains are thousands upon thousands of animals living without having to go to the toilet, living just as they are in these vast valleys. Beyond that, vast, great, big valleys with flowers growing all over them. This is the secret of heaven. God showed me this back in the interior of heaven. And out of these vast valleys get their fertilization, the Spirit of God. And there's absolutely no dirt, just growing in the gold. Growing in the gold. And then thousands upon thousands of sheep walking God's creation in the valleys beyond this great riches of God. Then you come on further and further and further. You never stop in your chariot. Keep going. Continuous going inside of heaven. Then there are all the beautiful animals back there. Thousands, just as much as there is angels before the throne of God. There are these thousands and thousands and thousands of animals back there, God's creation. No wonder Jesus could choose a horse, because there's thousands of horses back in there, or the other side of heaven, and all kinds of beautiful, different color horses back in there. And Jesus could go and choose one and ride on any time he wants. Just go and choose and ride on it. Then there's abundance of odors. The most gorgeous odors back in there. The breath of God. Odors, most clear as crystal. And the most wonderful, 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 wonderful breath of God back there, in there. Then above is hanging thousands upon thousands of fruit. Hanging on branches. Branches hanging out from above. Branches, just millions and millions and millions of branches with fruit on them. With fruit. Hanging with clusters of fruit. Abundance of fruit hanging there. And we got out of the out of the chariot. Jesus was in the chariot with us, 100 in the chariot, and 100 more come in, and we settled down in amongst all this fruit. Try to think of abundance. Try to think of no limit to the fruit. That's God. Has to be, because millions of people will be up there in heaven. And then we walked and picked some of that fruit. Now, I'm not talking about the side of the river. I'm talking of a vast number of different kinds of fruits hanging there, clusters of fruit, just clusters and clusters of fruit, hanging back in that territory of God's abundance, God's great abundance, God's great abundance. Think of the abundance of God. And there we're walking through these clusters and clusters and clusters of fruit, hanging from these branches, hanging from these vines, hanging from these vines. And Jesus said, I am the true vine. That's right, the true vine. But here is God's gift to Jesus, because for him to bring his souls in the church. Now, Jesus came down upon this earth to die for man, and that he might have life and have it money. But then he's going to take him into the world of entertainment of heaven. What? Just think, if they would leave all of their entertainment upon this earth and get ready to go to heaven, what they would receive. You see, Jesus walked in this earth, and he said, in my Father's house are many mansions. But he's a rich God. He's a God so rich and rich in everything. And they walking in the abundance of God's reality and God's fruit. So Jesus, we got out of our chariots and began to walk under those beautiful trees of fruit. To walk in this earthly orchards, the orchard upon this earth. I was in different places where they grow apples. And you go in those apple trees, and they smell good. In New Mexico, there's a place called Hondu Valley. And that valley is just full of apples all the way through. It especially grows apples. You can go certain times of year, and that apple blossom smells so beautiful, the blossoms. Then you go through it, and then the apple begins to smell like apples. And they pack them and ship them. But in heaven, there's all kinds of blooms back in there, everlasting growing fruit. I'm trying to make you believe how big heaven is and how great is the reality of heaven. All kinds of precious fruit blooming. And then not only that, but already part of that branch is developed fruit. But that smell of those wonderful, wonderful clusters of blooms on all of those trees, the smell is just, you cannot understand it, so good and so great. As we walk in among that wonderful fruits in the interior of heaven, the great fruits. Then beyond that, we came to more animals and different kinds of sheep. There was the sheep and the lion, the lamb and the lion, eating together. The lamb and the lion was walking together, eating together, the lamb and the lion, because God had made the lion and the lamb to partake of the same food together and eat of the same food together. Then as we went further and further, many, many other things. One of the most spectacular reality was that. Now, Jesus, we told in tape number 10, I believe it was, how Jesus sat on among the rocks. Now, Jesus has preeminence in heaven, and he is everywhere in heaven. He's all over the place. He's Jesus. That's what he is. So then there's the Garden of Gethsemane. You remember the Garden of Gethsemane? Where Jesus, in the Garden of Gethsemane, he went, oh, Lord, take this bitter pill from me. When he was about to be taken to the cross and crucified. Remember that? Well, here's the greatest Garden of Gethsemane you ever saw in heaven. A place where Jesus said, Father, take this bitter cup from me. This great, gigantic God, Gethsemane in heaven. Gigantic and great. And Jesus walked together with me in the heavenly Gethsemane. You see, Jesus went through all kinds of things upon this earth. His ministry, a great ministry. And he says, come, Percy, I want to show you something. He says, here's the carpenter's shop where I worked as a boy. Only not just little. A gigantic carpenter's shop where Jesus worked. His whole ministry is portrayed in things that you can see. The whole ministry of Jesus portrayed in, this is heaven, the secret. And there, back in behind or beyond those fruit trees, was there the ministry of Jesus portrayed in heaven. Oh, it's so wonderful. Here was the Garden of Gethsemane. Here was the carpenter's shop. And there was the cross. There was the cross just like it was up on the cross of Calvary. There was Calvary everything that Jesus did and went to. There was a reproduction of it back beyond. So you'll be able to go back there and see the life of Jesus as it was when he walked. And then there was a temple. There was Jesus, a 12-year-old boy. There he was. This is me. He said when I was 12 years old, when I went in the temple and confounded the wise. All the whole ministry of Jesus is portrayed in that area there. And there was the Jericho Road. Oh, there was all the ministry of Jesus there is portrayed in this area. There was the Jericho Road. There was the blind man. There where Jesus opened his eyes. The whole ministry. There it was, the different parts, and there was the Dead Sea. It was all there, the Dead Sea. He brought all, that was all made into a great, big, gigantic scenery. There was the Dead Sea where Jesus walked. There it was. And there was also many things. There was the manger. That was a wonderful part, to go in there and see the manger. It was all that in heaven, only in a gigantic, beautiful portraying of the life of Jesus from a baby on. You don't realize what you've got waiting for you in heaven. And here was the manger where Jesus was born there in heaven. Not just something, but beautifully done by the architects of heaven, by the sculptors, by the heaven, by the angels had portrayed Jesus' ministry there in this area. Way, way, way away from the throne. Showing so you'll be able to make a tour back in there and see. Then there was his mother, Mother Mary. There he was. There was what I thought was a wonderful part was Lazarus' grave. There was this area, and there was the grave of Lazarus. There it was. The ministry of Jesus brought to light in heaven. And there was Lazarus coming out of the grave. There he was. And there was Mary and Martha. All there in a beautiful replica, and they're living. It was living. It was not something dead. The whole reality was alive. Not just somebody had painted a picture. It was all alive. The ministry of Jesus, all alive. Then also, there was the Moses. There was that reed, and there was that place, the time when they were going to do these things and kill Jesus. There was Herod and all his mess. There was Egypt there. You could go there and see Egypt as it was in the Bible days. There was Jerusalem. The old Jerusalem before it was destroyed, there it was. And you could walk through it and see the whole Bible there in this great area. What a spectacular sight. And there was Abraham. All through the Old Testament, there was Abraham. There it was as Jesus. There was Isaiah. But the main thing, there was Jesus. Of the whole life, it was upon this earth beckoning. So he could go back there and see Jesus again, how he had walked the shores of Galilee and the Jericho Road, how he'd healed the blind, with all the things he'd done upon this earth, but yet people had rejected him. There was those, and then the fact of being condemned to death. There he was, and what you could see, like a tremendous basement, or a cellar. And there was Jesus standing there, and being whipped and striped. There was those Roman soldiers striping him. The real whole ministry of Jesus down in that area, being portrayed through the glorious power of God's power to show what he did. Now, don't you want to go to heaven now? Don't you want to really go to heaven, miss all this earth's mess? Don't you really want to go to heaven and say, I want to go to heaven to see all this? The only way you can go, no other way but to be washed in the blood of Jesus Christ. Not going to get there any other way. And it's there for you. You can go just to kneel on your knees and say, Jesus, wash me and save me for Jesus' sake. And that'll give you a ticket, a full paid ticket, ticket paid, ticket to go into all this area. The blood is the ticket to go into the interior of heaven and walk all over God's heaven. Walk all over God's heaven with Jesus. I said all over God's heaven. Father, I thank you for showing me these things in heaven. I pray, God, that people realize how great and glorious heaven is. And I know God will bless you for praying. Friends, this is the last half an hour of this 12 hours of ministry being put on tape and then into albums. You must have listened already to some of this tapes and also the spectacular reality in heaven. Now I'm going to ask you to do something, you listeners. We are in a worldwide ministry, starting it, of translating these tapes into every language, known language under heaven. I want you to realize the greatness of getting the gospel into all these languages. Jesus says, this gospel must be published or preached into all nations, means languages, then the end shall come. Jesus is waiting for this ministry of international promotion to get this message of heaven into every language. Let's name some of them from memory. Italian, French, Russian, Chinese, the many different dialects, Arabic, different South African dialects among the black people in different languages. Also the islands of the sea, Tonga language, many different languages, and then the native Indian languages, Aboriginal Indian languages of the different parts of the world.